Everyone knows that healthcare doesn't work. Americans can't afford medical care. Insurance premiums have skyrocketed. People can't get the care they need when they need it. Even so, we are spending twice what other nations spend on healthcare. Why are we getting the worst of all possible outcomes? As a nation, we are spending ourselves into the poorhouse. We die waiting for care that never comes. We scratch our heads, look down, and think, healthcare can't be fixed. This is just the way things are. We have to accept it. No, no, no. Let's ask and answer three why questions that can lead to a cure for our sick healthcare system. 1. Why can't you get the care you need when you need it? You have insurance. 2. Why are there fewer and fewer doctors? 3. Why are we overspending, especially for a system that doesn't work? Why can't I get care? When people are sick, they expect to get care then, not a promise of future care. Sick individuals need care when they're ill, not when the doctor gets around to see them months later. Those with insurance certainly expect to get timely care and don't understand waiting more than 4 months to get a doctor's appointment. Dr. Dean's wife, Mary, had to wait even longer. Mary started having frequent but not severe abdominal pains in August 2020. She told her physician husband, and he grinned, saying he was happy to have another child. She didn't think he was funny. She caustically reminded him that she was 73 years old, had menopause 20 years earlier, and announced there would be no more Waldman babies. She forgot that we had a son whose wife was pregnant. Dr. Dean stopped joking and urged her to call her primary doctor. The next day, Mary began calling. After 3 failed attempts, she finally got through and made an appointment for the next available slot. In February 2021. 7 months after symptoms commenced, Mary saw the primary care doctor who reluctantly, only at Dr. Dean's strong urging, ordered an abdominal ultrasound. The diagnosis was inoperable pancreatic cancer. Mary began chemotherapy in March 2021, but only after she and Dr. Dean agreed to take, against their wills, the COVID mRNA injections. After a false start with a regimen she did not tolerate, they found a combination of drugs that did suppress the cancer and that she tolerated reasonably well. After 10 good months, the cancer became resistant to those drugs, and she started on a different chemo cocktail. That worked okay for about 5 months before the cancer found its way around the new drugs. There were no more options for Mary at that point. She died 22 months after diagnosis. One can only speculate how things might have been different if she had been seen 7 months earlier when the cancer first made itself known. Mary's story is anything but unique. It is called death by Q, meaning people wait so long to get care that they die needlessly, avoidably. Back to the question. Why is medical care unavailable or so delayed that there is death by Q? Because insurance isn't care, and there are too few doctors. Many assume that having insurance guarantees getting the care you need when needed. Insurance does not equal care. Insurance is a piece of paper that is a promissory note for benefits specified in the policy. Those benefits are general, at the insurer's discretion, and not specific to any patient.